614 1320 WILS. Well, giving blood, it's a good thing to do. State Senator Rick Jones today giving his 184th blood donation. Now he's up over 23 gallons of blood that he's given. And he joins us now on WILS. Senator, great to have you here.
Good evening.
Yeah, I read that the human body has like a gallon and a half of blood in it. Is that right?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert, but right. I know every time you want to give a gallon, you have to donate 8 times.
8 times for just 1 gallon. And now, when did you first start doing this then?
When I was a young deputy. I've also donated some platelets, although that takes a great deal of time, and that's a little bit more of an ordeal. Donating blood really is quite simple.
Yeah, so you were a deputy, and what was the things you were seeing at work that triggered you to start doing this so consistently? Or?
Well, back then, the inmates would help set up the blood drive for Charlotte, Michigan. We would take them down, and they would set up in the basement of the church and invite people every 2 months to come and donate. Mm-hmm. And so somebody said, well, why don't you donate? And I said, sure, why not? Well, I found out I was O negative, and O negative is the universal donor. I have been blessed by the good Lord with good health, and so really no reason not to donate, so I have continued.
Yeah, and how often are you donating blood, then?
You can donate whole blood every 56 days. If there is an emergency, you can donate platelets more often.
Hmm. And do you get lightheaded once you've donated blood? Or?
Oh, no, not at all. Never had any problem. Mm-hmm. I find it's really quite easy. It's a little more challenging when you donate platelets. You have a needle in both arms. They run your blood through a machine, and they remove the platelets.
Okay.
And then they return the product back to your other arm. So for quite some time, you can't scratch your nose or anything, and it's a little more challenging to do that.
And so, okay, interesting. So I'm not familiar with that. And they use the platelets for something different than just the blood, then, you're saying?
Well, platelets are used for many things, from burn victims to cancer victims. Platelets are a very, very important part of whole blood. Mm-hmm. And if you can donate it, they certainly could use them. I found if I concentrated on a TV, they provide everybody a little TV set. They put you up in a chair when they take platelets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you concentrate on that, you can get through your time.
Talking to State Senator Rick Jones, before we got on the air, I just did a Google search. I just saw that Eaton County Sheriff Tom Reich, he put out this press release, I think it was last week, where he took responsibility for this campaign finance complaint filed against him, 2016 election. And you were the one that filed the complaint against him, right?
Yes, I was. What happened is over several years, when he had a golf outing, he would go out and seek corporate donations. You cannot take a corporate donation to a candidate committee. And when I saw what he was doing, I knew this was absolutely illegal, and so I turned him in. What made it really strange is he was using the same treasurer as a previous sheriff who got in trouble for the same thing.
So are you saying you think he knew that it was wrong when he was doing it? Or?
Well, certainly his treasurer should have known it was wrong. I certainly think that he should have run up on the law. And it took a year, but the state made him pay back. I believe it was over 80 different donations he had to pay back, and he was fined $3,500.
Okay. Are you satisfied with that penalty then?
Yes, I certainly don't have anything to do with the penalty. That's what the Secretary of State's campaign office, candidate office, decided. And, mm-hmm. The Election Bureau decides.
Yeah, you're obviously the former sheriff of Eaton County. What do you think of the job Tom Reich is doing there now?
Well, I have a problem with the one issue that occurred where it's alleged that a deputy assaulted a man after he stopped him for having a taillight out. Mm-hmm. He became angry. This was all filmed. In the video, you can see that he rips the door open, grabs the man by the neck. Eventually, he gets him down on the ground. There's a violent arrest. Writes a report. The prosecutor reviews it and says there's no charges. He didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. You're saying the sheriff should have been more aggressive in dealing with that?
Well, I believe that the sheriff should have submitted a report to the prosecutor. Obviously, according to the video, the deputy assaulted a citizen and, mm-hmm. and apparently, I haven't read it, but apparently made a false police report.
This happened before the election then in 2016?
It did.
Okay. What do you make of him winning his re-election bid then?
Well, there's a lot of quirky things that happen in elections, and he won re-election, and he's the sheriff, and I respect the office. But you asked me if there was ever anything I was unhappy with. Yes, I was unhappy that he didn't submit the report to the prosecutor for review for the deputy's actions. And the county of Eaton had to pay off a lawsuit. The deputy was allowed to resign quietly. He went to another department, and two lawsuits are now occurring at that department. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah, and as the sheriff yourself, the former sheriff there, what do you think his calculation was for not pursuing charges there?
I can only speculate that when you have an election coming up, you like to keep things quiet, and you want everybody to think there's no problem, but this certainly was a problem.
State Senator Rick Jones, former Eaton County Sheriff himself. Senator Jones, right here on 1320 WILS. Senator, great to have you here.
Have a great evening.
Thanks. And as I said earlier, 23 gallons. He has donated over 23 gallons of blood after 184 donations. Amazing.